Good morning, first responders. I just want to preface this by saying that I have tried to record this several times now without crying, and it's not going so well. So I apologize in advance if I get emotional. This is going to be a special broadcast of the Humanizing the Headset podcast to disseminate some information about what's happening right now in Texas. If you haven't already heard, yesterday the country watched in horror as reports of an active shooter at an elementary school in Texas started to circulate. Reports were really murky at first because not a lot of information was available right away, but we now know that at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, 21 people were killed, including 19 children, and at least a dozen others were injured. I'm not going to name or discuss the shooter other than to say that they are deceased. They are believed to have been shot by responding officers, and they are no longer a threat to their community. We are heartbroken. We are so horrified and heartbroken for this community. We're still reeling from another mass shooting in Buffalo not 2 weeks ago, and here we are today with 19 elementary school-aged children dead. It's unspeakable. I don't know what else to say. One of the dispatchers from the center that's handling this incident reached out to our friends over at Nocturnal Dispatchers, and Nocturnal Dispatchers was kind enough to share that message on their social media pages. I'm going to share that with all of you right now. I wanted to reach out to you because I'm not going to post on the Nocturnal Dispatch group, but I am one of the dispatchers that worked the shooting. We dispatch for 17 agencies, and there are only ever two of us on at a time. We are responsible for all EMS, police, and fire calls for the county of Uvalde. This includes, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce these towns, this includes the cities of Konkin, Nipa, and Sabinal. I am completely overwhelmed. Dispatching for over 10 years, and I've never dealt with this kind of situation. Our agency is overwhelmed. If anybody wants to send cards, they can send them in to the Uvalde Police Department at 964 West Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, 78801. We are only 9 dispatchers, and our supervisor brings us to a total of 10. I don't know what else to say, but I just wanted to let you know that we're here, struggling but pushing through. We have no GoFundMe pages, and one of our 2 funeral homes is offering free services to the families affected. I just don't want anyone to get scammed out of money. Thank you for your time. Thanks again to our friends at Nocturnal Dispatchers for sharing this message. It's posted across all of their social media pages, as well as several other 911 dispatch social media pages, and we will be sharing it as well, so that everyone has access to that address if they're interested in sending something. I'll read that again for you guys just so you can write it down really quickly. So you can send cards or packages to the Uvalde Police Department at 964 West Main Street in Uvalde, Texas, 78801. I would suggest that if you're looking to reach the dispatchers specifically, that you put attention communications or something just so it gets to them. I don't know what else to say. This is horrifying. Our thoughts are with you and your community and your agency. We love you, we support you, and we're all here for you, helping you push through this. Thank you.